Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com. Sunshine 106.8.
Sunshine 106.8. All right, Ed, as always, it is a pleasure to have you back with us here on Travel Talk. And before we continue our fabulous staycation around our lovely country, I just want to get your comment on the proposal by Dublin Airport to introduce the drop-off fees, which, you know, not surprising, a lot of people are very upset about. And I can understand that they might want to make some extra revenue considering, you know, how they've been affected over the last few months. But this might be a step too far for many people.
Yeah, I think so, Carol. And lovely good morning to you as well. The new proposed drop-off and pick-up sort of area will operate in front of Terminal 1 and 2, and they're saying it wouldn't be introduced during the COVID-19 pandemic. They say the aim was to reduce the number of car journeys to and from the airport and to encourage, I suppose, the use of public transport. Now, I mean, those comments are ridiculous presently, and even when COVID-19 changes, you know, travel is not going to get back to normal, Carol, for quite some time anyway. The interesting there is to encourage the number of to reduce the number of car journeys to and from the airport. I mean, at the moment they are massively down anyway. And I mean, the use of public transport would be great if there was any public transport at the moment, of course, which, you know, currently it looks a bit ridiculous to come out. I would have said wait until everything is back to normal, you know, and then come out with this announcement, even at that stage, if it made any sense. There's a situation here where there are all the direct buses, the Airlink, the Air Coach, they're all, the service has all ceased at the moment. The airport is like a morgue when you come into it. You have to get a taxi if you can find one. The taxi drivers are waiting for 2 and 3 hours, so a lot of them aren't even hanging around the airport. So I just think this is incredibly bad timing, and it's the last thing people want to hear at the moment about extra charges for 30 seconds dropping people off at the airport. I find it myself to be, just from a marketing point of view, or from, Carol, I just think the mind boggles, to be honest.
Yeah, well, and I would imagine it would cause a little bit of chaos anyway. We'll wait to see.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people, I would agree with you, absolutely. And I'm sure I'm not alone, Ed. I'm sure I'm not alone. And another reason as to why we should all just stay here and enjoy our gorgeous country right on our doorstep. And to this end, actually, we're staying put this week, and you did a lovely sort of staycation around our gorgeous capital city last weekend that you're going to share with us. And it always amazes me how often we just take for granted, well, not only do we take for granted sometimes things that are right there in front of us, but often we're not even aware they're there in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I must say, Carol, I just had the most wonderful weekend, sort of steeped back in history to the Victorian era in this gorgeous, stunning red brick facade of a hotel called the Wilder Townhouse, located, Carol, on Adelaide Road, just past the Erin Throat Hospital. I mean, just to give you an idea, it dates back to 1839, and it was a home for retired governesses, right? I got that word right. So in the old days, Carol, when you were a governess, you retired at 40, imagine. And this was set up by the...
You'd love the stress from looking after all those kids.
I know, absolutely. Imagine 40. I would think to myself, God, those were the days, weren't they? But single ladies in their 40s, Carol, the Church of Ireland decided to set up this kind of retirement home for them. And it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, there are 42 bedrooms there, different types. And they've named some of them as well after some of the different governesses. Like there's one called the Lady Jane, the Lady Audley. If I could describe it to you, it's kind of got this modern elegance to it, but there's a beautiful garden and terrace. I mean, really, I would say it's a little oasis in the city, beautifully landscaped, calm and relaxed. And gorgeous breakfast there, Carol. Beautiful cocktail bar. There's a wonderful fella there called Newman, who's actually from Bangladesh, and he's wonderful. And he introduced me to the delights of Wexford gin on last weekend, and it was just lovely to sit there. And there was actually a wedding, a small wedding on, Carol, in the hotel. So, and as a resident, the bar is open anyway to you, so until, you know, into the morning. So it was lovely. And on Friday night, just as a kind of a whole weekend thing, I went off to what's called MOLI now, the Museum of Literature of Ireland, which is just there on the back of Stephen's Green, backs onto the Ivy Gardens. And that was absolutely fabulous. They've really done an amazing job, and they have a gorgeous garden there. They have a beautiful cafe there, which is also, I think, connected with Dominie Kemp. So I had one of the best carrot cakes I've had in years. Beautiful coffee sitting outside in the sunshine. And it's 50 quid a year, 50 euros a year, Carol, to join Moli. And you get invited to these nice events, and you can go in anytime you like and just make use of the garden. And that is another little oasis in Dublin city, which I love.
And what else is it about for anybody perhaps said who's never gone in there before?
It's basically a literature. It's the world's greatest storytellers with an Irish heritage. So what you get there really is you get all the information. There's books there, Cara. There's huge exhibitions. You know, there's digital radio. You can press buttons and listen to different people. It's a museum of literature for the world's greatest storytellers.
Wow. Sounds like you could lose yourself for hours in there.
You could. And I mean, you sit outside there in the garden, right? And I was listening. I had my little book of Coming from the Wilder. I had my little book of Oscar Wilde. I could hear bird song in the garden, and I was having my carrot cake and coffee. And I have to say, it was wonderful. And that evening, I treated myself, because the restaurant that we all know about, one of our Michelin star restaurants for over 30 years, Le Crevat, is closing in December. Sally Ann and Derry Clark. So what I did there was I decided to go just to treat myself to a really nice meal there. It's not cheap, but they do an incredible menu for 85 euro. And that's sort of five courses. And they did everything really nicely, Carl. On arrival, a nice glass of bubbles. And then upstairs, there was a wonderful atmosphere. Tables all really nicely done. You know, they have glass partitions in, but very subtle. And I was very impressed with the way everything was done. And there was people there from different parts of Ireland. And it was just a very nice evening. And all in all, Carl, it was a lovely weekend. And just
what a shame they have to close, Ed.
Yeah, because, you know, they had planned, they had hoped to open up their new place, remember, in Temple Bar. But that's actually not even finished at all yet. And they don't know, of course, with the way things are, when they're working. That's hopefully in the new year, they'll have a new entity. So they'll be bringing bringing his culinary skills to that one down in Temple Bar. But I have to say, Carol, you know, just in case people are worried about pricing, you know, I think I'm talking about things here like the Wilder. I mean, they're doing some great deals now for September, October, for 159 euros for two people, including a lovely breakfast and two signature cocktails on arrival.
That's not bad now.
It's really affordable. And again, it's sort of, you know, as I said to you, you're on the tree-lined Adelaide Road, which is one of Dublin's kind of posher areas, I suppose. And just lovely. And I really, really enjoyed it. And I suppose that what I would say to people is hotels in Dublin are suffering a lot because around the country, places are not doing too bad. You know yourself, the coast and stuff. But Dublin has been suffering quite a lot. So if we can support our like lovely places like this and get out there and even just a night or two and treat yourself, you know, it's not going to break the bank. And I would say, you know, let's do it if we can, because it's really going to help the industry, because it's very difficult for them at the moment.
And a reminder, as we said at the start, of just the joys and the delights that are right on our doorstep. You'll put all that information up on the Travel Talk website as well. Before we go for this week, I just want to give you a big kind of a big congratulatory sort of virtual hug for tonight for the big TV show. Because not only, of course, are you our resident travel expert and an award-winning travel journalist, but you're also a bit of a TV star as well, as I like to remind everybody from time to time. And you're back on The Box tonight.
Yeah, I'm back on Virgin Media 2 at 6 o'clock tonight with part 3 and 4 of our kind of continuing series, A Giant's Welcome to Northern Ireland. And I'm doing, Carol, all different new experiences that I hadn't done before. The Marble Arch Caves in Fermanagh, 65 million year old caves, stalactites and stalagmites, the subterranean world. It's like another planet when you go down there. Amazing. And then I go over to the coast of Antrim and I walk the Gobbins Cliff Path, which has been called Europe's most dramatic cliff path walk. I go back in time into the 1900s in the Ulster Folk Museum. I go to the Seamus Heaney home place in Ballaghy, and just a wonderful different experience. I did Belfast food tours and I did a dead centre history tour of Belfast, Car, on street art. I loved it. I had a great time. So hopefully you'll enjoy the programme.
Tonight then, what time again? Just remind us and where?
Yeah, it's on tonight, Carol, at 6 o'clock, and it's on next Saturday as well. There's two parts, and then it's repeated if anyone's Friday, Monday afternoon, it's repeated at 4 p.m. on Virgin Media 3 as well.
All right, well, congratulations on that. We look forward to seeing you on the telly tonight then, Ed. And a reminder too that you're back here with us on Sunshine tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, as we continue your little culinary gastronomic tour around Ireland in A Taste of Ireland. And tomorrow night, spending an hour in the company of Paul Flynn from the Tannery in Dungarvan just after the news at 7.
Yes, Carol, that'll be wonderful. I had a great chat with Paul. He's a real expert on modern Irish food and his stories are very, very interesting. So lovely chat with Paul tomorrow night at 7 on Sunshine.
We look forward to that. And a reminder too, if you have any questions for Ed of a travel nature, anything bothering you at all, then please do get in touch. Ed would love to help you out. Ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed Finn, thank you as always. And we look forward to chatting with you again next Saturday.
Wonderful. Enjoy the weekend, Carol.
Travel Talk with Visit Belfast. For real value, real choice and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com. Sunshine 106.